The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy, so that wasn't me, bro.
Oh, man. It's so embarrassing, too. So I went to the bathroom. And Meanie, I kind of know his style. You see the clothes that he wears. You just know it's him.
And when you go into the stall, you can see his shoes.
All I could see is shoes. And I'm like, yeah, Meanie's definitely wore those shoes before. So I went to the stall right beside him in the bathroom. I'm exhaling. Make it
that
all
loud.
That loud. Woo!
So wait, you're doing this to make him laugh?
Yeah, to
or
make him
are
laugh.
Are you really doing that now that's your story?
I'm trying to make him giggle, you know, make him laugh while he's in there.
Uh-huh. We do have a pretty good bathroom buddy thing going. When we go in together, we crack a lot of jokes.
Yeah, okay. We start laughing around. And he's still not responding. I'm like, he's really committed. And I was like, maybe he doesn't know it's me. So I'll be a little bit more obnoxious. So I start hitting the stall. I start closing and like rattling my own stall door. Like, there's issues. I'm like, oh, I can't get this thing to work.
And I can't get Manny to laugh.
And he's not laughing. I'm like, he is so committed to this bit. He is like really like, I thought he was like trying to like get me going, you know?
Now I'm embarrassed for you because it clearly was not Manny.
No, it was not him. Because as soon as I walked out, I walked into a meeting and Manny was sitting in the meeting. And I was like, wait a second.
Weren't you just in there?
If you're here, how are you not in there? So someone here at Beasley Media Group heard me exhale, flop around against the stall door.
And they probably, just like you thought it was me, they probably know it's you.
Yes, yeah. They know it's me.
What the heck is wrong with Roy?
They're like, he had one heck of a time in the
right.
bathroom.
Guy doesn't know how to operate the stall door. He breathes heavy when he pees.
Like an Austin Powers.
Who does number two work for?
Oh, man. And so I think by looking at the, I've been watching feed, man. Every time I see a coworker, I'm looking at their feed.
Yeah, who do we think it is?
I think it's our boss, Quagmire.
Oh.
Or it's one person from digital.
Okay, so I'm willing to say, and we can, Quagmire was just in here, we should have asked him. I don't think he goes in that bathroom.
I don't think so either. I've never seen him walk in there.
No,
ever.
I think he goes to the solo on the other side, the single.
Because the only other person that wears trendy shoes, which you wear trendy shoes, is like some people back in digital.
Oh, outside, maybe Nick?
Maybe. But like outside that, it wasn't like dress shoes, so it wasn't a sales account exec.
Paul. Yeah. Paul goes to 10:30.
It might be Paul.
Paul from digital is a 10:30 bathroom visit.
It might be Paul. Yeah, Paul might have heard me, and it's so embarrassing.
Is it worth an apology and an explanation, or do you just let it ride at this point?
Maybe he just thinks I'm really freaking strange in the bathroom.
Yeah, I would never talk about it again. Although I will say this, the next time you think he's in there, I would do it again.
Just to mess with him. And you know, like when he left, because like you could clearly see it was Roy in his flip-flops, you know it's me. And so, you know, like when he went back to his office, because a bunch of our digital people sit together in the same room, you know, he's like, guys, I had the weirdest experience with Roy from Kiss.
Oh, yeah. It was talked about,
that
I'm
guy
sure.
Breathes and whistles and flies against the stall door.
Is there ever conversation in the women's room? Like,
oh, yeah. Well, not like that.
But I mean, or do you just act like nobody's in there? Like,
no, I guess it depends on who's in there. Mm-hmm. Like, if I know the person. And mm-hmm.
Like, who's a friendly
Nicole
conversation?
Nicole and I have had full conversations in two different stalls going to the bathroom.
Okay. One of the biggest moments on the MRL Morning Show took place in this women's bathroom right over here.
Yeah, I took a pregnancy
test.
You
peed on a pregnancy stick, and we were live on the air.
Yep.
That's true. I think at one point while I was in the stall, I went, nope, not done yet.
Well, don't forget. So embarrassing.
Like, you thought it was me right until you walked out.
I did. I was like, man, Manny is really committed.
And like, we'll turn the lights off on each other. I'm surprised you didn't do that.
I know.
I wonder how many people out there had embarrassing public bathroom moments. Like, seriously, it is really embarrassing. It's a Seinfeld episode and a joke, but if you're out of toilet paper, you got to ask the person next to you.
Oh, for sure.
Or you have to get up or crawl under. Woof.
No, thank you. I'll drip dry.
Oh. 704-570-9595. If you're Team Roy and did something really embarrassing in the public bathroom, we want to hear from you. 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy was in the bathroom and he thought I was in there with him in the stall. And he was in one stall. and he thought I was next to him. And what were you doing?
I was making a bunch of noises, trying to get what I thought was you, trying to get you to laugh, exhaling. Oh, man.
Doing a whole show in the
bathroom. A whole show, having issues opening up my stall door, you know.
Did you, like, check, like, shoulder check
it? Yep.
One small problem, though. Roy left the bathroom and then came into a meeting, and I was sitting there.
I was like, you couldn't beat me.
It wasn't me in the bathroom. We don't know who it was, although he thinks maybe it was Quagmire, our boss.
I'm actually more concerned that the other person didn't ask you if you were okay. Like, right? After all that.
That's a good point.
We don't really talk to each other like that in the bathroom. In fact, the more noise and the more nonsense, like, the quicker I'm getting out of there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we want to hear, what was your public bathroom embarrassing moment? 704-570-9595. We have some text Loren will read here in a second.
All right, let's bring in Patrick from Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, Patrick.
When I was 10 or 11 years old, me and my dad would always go to the beach and go fishing off of a pier. Mm-hmm. And he'd always buy me snacks and stuff. So this one particular year, he bought me a swim gym, and I'd never had one before. And I had to go to the bathroom. So, you know, these piers are really long, and so we're almost at the very end. So I'm making my way to the bathroom, and I get almost there in the door, getting ready to go in the stall, and I went number two before I got settled. There trying to figure out what to do. So I'm asking all these random people that are walking into the bathroom to go out on the pier and find my dad because I had went number two and I couldn't do anything about it.
Did anybody help you, Patrick?
They did. It took about 20 minutes and my dad was freaking out. He thought he had lost me and that somebody had kidnapped me at that point. And then, you know,
Dad, calm down. I just pooped myself.
Yeah. At that point, he's probably wishing.
Walk of shame all the way back to the hotel, too. So.
Oh, dude, when you were 11, you get a reprieve. Roy's 25, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, okay?
Y'all as well.
You know, a lot of these are happening to kids. Somebody texted us and said that they fell in a couple times. And then I also got a text message that says, when my daughter was about 2.5 years old, I had her in the bathroom with me and she crawled under the stall to the woman next to me and was having a full conversation while I'm yelling for her to come back to me.
Funny stuff.
All right, this is Sky in Hickory.
Sky?
Hi.
Hi. All right, what was your embarrassing public bathroom story? Go ahead. That's what it's come down to here on the MRL show.
It's fine. It's totally fine. I was not a child. This happened like 2 years ago. I'm 28 now. So I was at work, and I thought I was in the bathroom by myself. You know, I had a little pressure I needed relieved, right? Uh-huh. So I went ahead and I was like, well, I can make this quiet. No, I didn't make it quiet. It echoed in the bathroom. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's tile bathroom, so you know it's going to sound.
Yeah.
Well, a woman in the stall that was apparently 2 or 3 down from me, she busts out laughing. And all I could do was quote Shrek. I was like, oh, better out than in. And I was completely embarrassed. So at the same time, we're getting out of the bathroom to go wash our hands. And she goes, oh, it happens all the time, sweetie. No worries. Best friend since then.
Oh, God. That's funny. I would have waited it out in there, even if it took hours for her to leave before me. Like, I would not come out and show my face.
I worked a production job, so I couldn't. I was like, oh, God, I've got to go out there. I've got to work. I can't sit here.
Sky, that is awesome that you made friends in the bathroom. Good for you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, if you can make friends in the bathroom, mm-hmm. that's good news. Amanda made a friend in the breastfeeding room at Nordstrom.
I remember that.
Wow.
Yep, the friend has since moved away, but there was a friendship there for a little while.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Christian in Mooresville, you're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Roy. Hey. I've actually called before and everything, but see, I work at a courthouse as a custodian, okay? And so this gives a little bit of context as to why someone would think this. I'm sitting here in the middle stall, okay, and some guy in a wheelchair comes in, and he'd come in while I was in there before, and he had tried to look in the stall. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, what's this guy up to? Well, he gets in, and at the time I had allergies because, you know, it was back in the spring, and I hadn't taken my medication, so I'm sitting here sniffling and everything because I got a runny nose. Well, the dude goes, you okay there, buddy? And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, because they kind of took a couple.
He thought you were crying.
Yeah, and he goes and he walks out, wheals out, and tells somebody that was waiting on him. He was like, there's some damn crackhead over there in the
hall.
Thanks, Christian.
I thought he was being kind, thinking you're crying.
He thought he was a drug addict. One more.
All right, Desi? Desi?
Desi.
Desi.
Here.
Hi, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning, guys. Okay, so my story is me and the ladies at my job, we love to have conversations. There was a new lady that came in, and we're still having a conversation as we're going to our stalls, and I pretty much try to cut the conversation short. She's still talking, and she is pressure washing the inside of that toilet bowl. You know how some ladies have a light tinkle, and then some of them have that forceful power, like, fire hydrant hose? I was, like, dying, and I'm trying to hold my breath and just try to use the bathroom and get out as fast as possible. Then she starts sharting.
Oh, man.
I was oh, my God, kill me. And the smell was permeating from her stall over to my stall. So she was almost done, and she's still trying to talk and answer a couple of questions and there. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude, lady, just leave, please. And then I'm trying to walk out, but my face, I'm still laughing, and I cannot contain it. I was just like, this is, like, the worst experience ever.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Desi.
Oh, my gosh. Are we done with this conversation? Like, I can't. She said pressure washing the inside of the bowl.
I think Desi topped it off.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good way to end it.
I really did.
Yeah, I think
a bow tie on it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.